Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Freedom of Species would like to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, who are the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast today. We pay our respect to the elders of all of the lands on which we meet across Australia.
Welcome back to 3CR. Now, that was Sal from Out of the Pan, and that last song was Marsha Hines's You. Sal had a feature guest, T. O'Donnell. And actually, Nick, yep. Did you want to...
Yeah, the show was about his PhD study about end-of-life and palliative care for transgender and gender-diverse people. So if you missed that show, make sure you check it out via the 3CR site. Check out Out of the Pan.
Yeah, some important issues. Thanks for covering that, Sal. So today we have our special Freedom of Species subscriber drive episode, and we have a packed studio today. So my name is Meg, and we want to go around from Trev. Trev, who have we got here today?
It's Trev.
Hello.
And it's Betty.
And it's Nick.
And Ash.
And Ash. Excellent. Yeah, so we've got a crowded studio today, and we have our special subscriber drive, and take it from here, Trev.
So what's today? It's what's the show today?
Trivia.
Oh, trivia. We're a bit cash today.
It was good acting. I was like, Trevor's actually legitimately forgotten. Jeez.
No, just playing the part too well.
I was hoping someone would say trivia. We'd have the Sailor's Entry music. Anyway, see, it is trivia. Trivia time. I think it's everyone's favourite Freedom of Species shows that we do.
Yes.
At least locally at the radio station. I think everyone at 3CR loves it when we do these shows.
Yeah. Do you want to start off with one of your animal noises, Trev?
Nah, we'll save that.
Okay.
Save that.
Well, first we should tell people how to play.
True.
And how to contact us.
Yes.
Yes. So, if you're listening in live, you can play along. The winner gets a Freedom of Species t-shirt for the most correct answers. And the number to text in is 0488 809 855. I'll read that one more time. Get your phone, your pen and paper. 0488 809 855. And if you did miss that, just send us a text and we'll let you know.
And please make sure you let us know your name and suburb when you text in your answers, so we know who to give the prize to.
And which question you're answering.
Yes.
Mm.
Exactly. Right. And we will be keeping a tally who will be champion this year.
And it's all about subscribing. So we want you to subscribe to 3CR. You can do that by doing it online at 3cr.org.au. The subscription prices is $40 for concession, $80 for a waged, $150 for a band or organisation, and $300 solidarity subscription level. And so, yeah, or you can also call. I don't think anyone's manning the phones today, but if it's weekdays, you can go 94198377, but probably best just to go to the website 3cr.org.au and subscribe.
Very important to keep people driven platforms, media platforms alive and have our voices heard.
And when you subscribe to 3CR, you're not only supporting Freedom of Species, but all the programs that run on 3CR.
And
if
you do particularly want to support our show, you can nominate Freedom of Species as your show as well. So, yeah, we appreciate any subscriptions and particularly appreciate if you put Freedom of Species in there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just renewed this morning.
Nice. So who wants to do the first question? I know Nick's got a whole ton. Maybe Nick should do the first one.
Sure. All right. So question one, this month a man was sentenced by the Bendigo Magistrates Court for speeding while he was trying to get an animal urgent medical assistance after they were hit by a train. What species of animal was he trying to save?
Can you say the start of it again? What was
Can you repeat that?
So this month a man was sentenced by the Bendigo Magistrates Court for speeding while he was trying to get an animal urgent medical assistance after they were hit by a train. What species of animal was he trying to save?
Interesting.
So we're looking for an animal species for question one.
Yeah.
And something happened earlier in Bendigo. Oh, yep. We've got Katie in Carlton says dog.
That is correct.
Yeah. That is correct.
First off the bat. Well done, text Katie.
Straight in. There we go.
Katie did tell me about this story. So
that's a bit of an insider.
Nah, it's all good fun. I can go next if you
that
like.
That could be our tester question. Was anyone thinking dog or was anyone thinking other animals?
I was thinking cow, to be honest.
I was thinking kangaroo or something. Yeah.
Although I'm guessing cow, getting a cow into a car is a little bit different.
Yeah, and kangaroo as well.
Yeah. I did want to say, so he was driving 117 kilometres in an 80 kilometre zone. He said his dog was heavily concussed, bleeding from the skull.
Oh.
The magistrate said the man faced a mandatory loss of licence, like that just had to happen automatically, but she could lessen other penalties. He was placed on good behaviour bond and his licence was suspended for 3 months. Yeah. Members of the court were relieved to hear the dog survived the ordeal, so that was the good news. But just why I thought it was interesting is because if that was a human who'd had the same thing, that would actually be within the law.
It's actually legally
acceptable if you were getting someone urgent medical care, but because animals are property under the law, it doesn't count, like saving a life or saving like someone who is in serious medical danger. That like someone or a life doesn't extend to non-human animals. So I thought it was quite an interesting story. And it's like the magistrate kind of acknowledged, oh, I have to do that because you don't have any protection under the law, but I'll try and lessen other sentences, kind of acknowledging that maybe they shouldn't be treated like property or other property. So
the urgency was as urgent.
The law shouldn't be that strict in this scenario. That was the magistrate's way
of saying. Exemption should extend to other animals if we valued them.
Actually, off that bat, I have another question that's kind of related to that, if you want. Okay, so the next question is, which neighbouring country to Australia recently legally recognised animals as sentient beings? I'll just repeat that. Which neighbouring country to Australia recently legally recognised animals as sentient beings?
While everyone's thinking about that, I do want to acknowledge that we had a very close second place text entrance from Lottie in Brunswick with dog. So also correct, but we're not quite as fast as Katie. So thank you for playing, Lottie. Keep playing along. Hopefully you'll get one right soon. And you'll be first. You got one right, so hopefully you'll be first. And maybe that question again.
Yes. Okay. So the second question for the show is, which neighbouring country to Australia recently legally recognised animals as sentient beings?
Okay. So question two, we're looking for a country.
Yeah, that's country. Right. And it's very interesting because what does a legal recognition of animals as sentient beings entail? I mean, because that question, I mean, what's the ramifications of that, basically?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Maybe you can speed when you're saving
maybe.
Them.
Maybe.
That would be a start.
Yeah.
Well, Katie and Lottie have both answered less than 30 seconds apart from each other.
Ooh.
And they've both said the same answer.
But who was first?
Who was first?
I'm going to withhold that information for now. They both guessed New Zealand.
And they would be correct.
They're both correct.
Absolutely. So that was quite recent. Now, I don't know the exact legal ramifications of that, but they've also banned animal testing. So associated laws that have come into place because of that recognition.
For cosmetics or across the board?
No, just animal testing for cosmetics. I have to clarify. Unless they've actually extended it.
And I want to say that we've also got three other players who have entered the competition. We've got Bill from Malvern, who guessed NZ correctly.
Hello,
about
Bill.
30 seconds later. And there was Noah from Frankston, who also guessed New Zealand, and Hayden in Brunswick, who guessed New Zealand. So,
excellent.
Five correct answers.
Well done, everyone.
You've got to be so speedy, though.
You are totally in the running, but so obviously,
who was
the winner of that one?
I'm going to say Lottie was fastest.
Excellent. Now, look, Nick is keeping score. So, if you are in listener land, get your fingers ready because there's a few faster responders there. But Nick is keeping score and we will have a champion at the end.
I'm impressed that we've got five people answered. They all answered in the space of 2 minutes. So it's quite a race.
I was going to say those animal sentience laws are always interesting because sometimes I feel it can just be like we're recognising sentience, therefore we have to give them like animal welfare protections, which are already the law anyway. Mm. But it's good at least like something's actually getting banned rather than just like, oh, we're going to do it more humanely or whatever out of that. But I think New Zealand are not going to stop animal agriculture based on that.
No, yeah, they for example. Won't. And, so, yeah. And that's the thing. Like it is kind of, so to me, that's almost lip service. It's a good that it's coming forward as a formal recognition, but we're not really making any massive change as a consequence of that. But it is a step forward, I think.
Yeah. So two questions and we've got five players all correct. So we haven't even had an incorrect answer yet.
Oh my gosh.
So we need some harder questions.
Everyone's on the
Who's
ball.
Got some tough questions? Or should we do a sound effect and let people think about
it? Yeah, I think it's time.
Effect. Yeah, I love the sound effect ones.
I've got to be careful with my language here. It's a sound that an animal species makes. So sound one, everyone get ready and listen. It goes for about a minute just to give you a nice, but here it comes now. So it's that intermittent tapping noise that you hear, or tapping sort of sound.
That's an interesting one.
It is.
I feel like there's a lot of animals that can make that sound. So, like, which one is this specifically?
Yeah.
And we don't know, by the way. Only Trev knows this one.
Or maybe some people out there in listener land know. Katie was first in, and Katie from Carlton has guessed woodpecker. It does sound a bit like a woodpecker, but that is wrong. Sorry,
it's an incorrect answer. I was wondering where the sound effects were.
I think for me, it sounds like something that has a very big, like a bulging thing, like a not. It's not. I don't think it's a frog, but. I think it's something with a big bulging kind
of
throat.
Yeah, got to have some volume.
Yeah.
It's definitely an interesting one, isn't it? It almost sounds like it could be, like, I guess I found this one interesting because it doesn't necessarily sound like a typical vocalization, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. No, it nearly sounds like
percussion.
A piece of wood, yeah, like banging up against like a hollow sort of casing or something.
Which I guess makes the woodpecker, you know, quite an interesting guess.
Yeah.
But we've got Noah from Frankston has guessed a horse. And what have we got? Sorry, that is wrong. Horse is wrong. And we've got Bill in Malvern who has guessed emu.
Oh, I like that one.
That is correct.
It is an emu.
It's an emu.
Wow. I would not have guessed. I thought it was a bird, but I would not have guessed an emu. Well done. Who was that, Bill?
That was Bill.
Wow.
Well done,
that
Bill.
That was Bill in Malvern. Now, we also had some other guesses just come through. Lottie in Brunswick guessed cassowary, which...
Related.
Good guess.
Sorry, that was wrong. And Hayden in Brunswick also guessed emu. So correct, but just not quite fast enough. Only beaten by... about a minute.
There's no way I would have got emu. Like, I was thinking, like, as you say, frog, something. Yeah.
Is that someone a noise?
I was thinking
they make
in
their throat, do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Interesting.
I didn't take that recording myself. And I didn't.
I'd be impressed exactly if you did.
Yeah, we would. Interesting.
Putting yourself on the line for the show. Yeah. The way of the emu.
And we have to remind listeners that the sound questions are the hardest. I think we have a lot of people guessing the wrong thing. They are the hardest, I reckon.
Yeah.
So well done, Bill.
Although, I don't know,
but don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to have a go.
Yes.
I'm worried with machine learning and AI and things that people are going to be able to guess these maybe a bit easier. So hopefully there's no cheating. We're just doing the honesty system here. So no cheating from anyone playing the game.
You've got to be an honest
We champion. Did have another guess, which was from Devita in Glen Iris. She, I think there's a typo, and it was ruffled goose, I'm thinking. It says grouse, but I'm pretty sure it's a ruffled.
Oh, no, there is a bird called a grouse.
A grouse, okay.
And actually, yes, they do make those low sounds.
Wow. But unfortunately, That was wrong. So who's up? Should we have a song break or should we have another question?
Why don't we have... I did actually have a question. I don't want to pack in too many words. I do have a question that relates to the first song.
Okay.
Should we, yeah.
But do you want to do it before? Why don't you ask the question before, play the song, and then
and we'll come back. Yeah.
That's a good All idea. Right. So, what proportions of vegans in the US are women? And this is a multiple choice one, so everyone just gets one bite at the cherry. So, A is 44%, B 54%, C 64%, or D 74%. Proportion of vegans in the US who are women. And that sort of leads into our first song, which is actually one that Betty did. Do you want to say about the song?
Or? Yeah, so this song is called Sneaky Meat Boys by Hot Tubs Time Machine. And it's actually a bit of a tragic love story about a vegan girl who decides to date a non-vegan guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Which kind of feeds into the show we did on dating last week. Yeah. Savannah, who couldn't make it in today, but it was her first show hosting and did a show on vegan dating, which we touched on the gender dynamics, I guess, of dating, but particularly vegan dating.
Sneaky meat boys, I'm on to you. You've got a babe for a girlfriend, and she's a vegan. And she says, if you're gonna date me, you gotta be a vegan like me. Sure, babe, I'll be a vegan for you. But secretly they're meeting the lads. They're catching up with the boys to eat meat. Barbecue, what's up with you? Sneaky salami. Oh, prosciutto. Don't forget her about porchetta. How much meat can you cram in your mouth when you meet with the boys? Make sure she can't smell meat on your breath when you go home to kiss her. Sneaky meat boys. He's a sneaky meat boy. He's acting sly. In the end you'll cry. How couldn't I see this coming? He was eating meat behind my back. Now my social conscience is wrecked because I loved him. But I love animals more. Wasn't he thinking about climate change and all the methane in the air when he was meeting with his mates? Low and slow, cooked. Now your relationship is cooked. Causing distrust, but he must have that meat. It's what he craves. He wants his meat cake and he wants to eat it as well. He's living in two worlds. He's feeling smug cause he's vegan. Then he's feeling guilty cause he's eating meat with his mate. He's a sneaky meat boy. He's a carnivore.
Freedom of Species would like to thank Project Fresh Start for their financial support of this program. Project Fresh Start provides free plant-based food to the community, with a focus on providing healthy, fresh plant-based food and education around healthy eating and living in a way that sustains the individual, the community, the animals, and the planet. To find out more about our community lunches and programs, check out projectfreshstart.org.au.
Did you know? Hundreds of primates are trapped in Australian laboratories each year, subjected to invasive experiments, and killed. These intelligent, emotional, and sentient beings deserve better. The time for change is now. Head to banprimateexperiments.org and sign the parliamentary petition. Every voice counts. That's banprimateexperiments.org.
A 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to Freedom of Species on 3CR Community Radio. You just heard the song Sneaky Meat Boys by Hot Tubs Time Machine. Watch out for the Sneaky Meat Boys. They can't be trusted. We are doing animal trivia today at Freedom of Species. So if you would like to play along, you can text in your answers 0488 809 855.
So we did have a bunch of answers during the break around my question for the proportion of women who were vegan. So we had answers from Katie, Lottie and Noah, who all said...
Can I just... Is it the proportion of women who are vegan or the proportion of vegans who are women?
Vegans who are women. Yeah, definitely, yeah, yeah. Yeah, proportion of vegans who are women. Yeah, Katie, Lottie and Noah all said 64% C. That was incorrect. And the correct answer was D, 74%. Hayden and Kez both got that, but Hayden was in first.
Another player.
Yeah, we currently have a four-way tie, each with one. Katie, Lottie, Bill and Hayden all have 1 point. And yeah, I think just around that, we spoke about this on the dating show, but this was a bit about, kind of a study on gender and veganism. And it said men are afraid to order vegetarian food in front of their buddies out of fear that they will get roasted, even worse than the pork they didn't want in the first place. Younger men may be more vulnerable to masculine meat-based peer pressure to eat dude food, steer pressure, if you will. That was from fatherly.com, but basically summing up those kind of gendered issues around food, which again we discuss on the dating show. Let's go to another question. Do you want to go, Betty?
Yeah, all right. I'll do the next question. So this one's actually potentially worth 2 points. The main part of the question is, in which year was the thylacine, aka the Tasmanian tiger, declared extinct? And the bonus point is for the reason why they were hunted to extinction.
So, and what question number is this, just in case five. People like question
we're up to
five.
Question five.
Five. Do you want to just repeat that again?
So, in which year was the thylacine, aka Tasmanian tiger, declared extinct? And there is a bonus point up for grabs if you can tell me the reason why they were hunted to extinction.
And are we going to sort of narrow it down like the correct decade or something, where you want the specific year?
Maybe at this point of the show, I think we can get the specific year.
Yep.
We've got quite a few. I think we're over 6 participants now, aren't we, in the quiz?
Yes,
at least.
It's becoming a fierce race.
And anyone can still win. So if you have that number, what was that number again? Anyone can still participate. So text in
0488 809 855.
Yeah, 0488 809 855. And we have a couple of answers already.
Wow.
I'm just going to do the year first and then we'll come back. So we've got Katie in Carlton guessed 1918.
That's incorrect.
And Hayden in Brunswick guessed 1928.
That's also incorrect.
Good guesses, though.
It's still all
so
up there.
I won't read out their reasons yet. We might wait until we get the year right and then we'll... Do you want it? Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see if someone can get the...
Would you get the bonus point anyway if you didn't get the year right?
I think so. It's just more interesting to people hear the...
Yeah, okay, first. So the 2 points can be split. Is that what we're just saying? We're making up the rules as we go.
So Lottie in Brunswick Oh, we've got quite a few answers. Okay, so we've got the years. We've got three people who just guessed the year without the bonus part. So Bill in Malvern has guessed 1933.
That's incorrect.
And we've got Kez in Kensington with 1936.
That is correct.
Woo.
I didn't realise it was that late.
There yeah. we go. So 1936. And we also had one more incorrect answer from Lottie in Brunswick, which was 1925. But we've got...
Was the first a text with a reason?
The first a text to scroll back was, the first one was Katie, and she said for fur.
That's actually not the reason.
Oh, I thought that's what it was.
So that's one incorrect. I don't know if it was correct or incorrect. One of the other guesses for the second part is they were killed because people thought they killed livestock and sheep.
That is correct.
That's correct. And that was Hayden in Brunswick, first one with that answer.
Yeah, well done, Hayden. So I just wanted to give a bit of context to that. So between 1888 and 1909, the Tasmanian government placed a bounty of £1 per adult and 10 shillings per pup because they were believed to be a threat to sheep and cattle industries. So as usual, it's because of animal agriculture. And actually, the thylacine was declared to be a protected species just 59 days before they were declared extinct.
Wow.
No.
So hunted to extinction because of the meat and livestock industry.
That is pathetic.
I do want to acknowledge that Kez in Kensington, maybe the text came through a little bit late with the radio waves, but guessed farmers RE sheep as the reason, which I think is pretty much correct.
Yeah, that is correct.
But they just weren't quite the first one. So well done, Kez.
Hayden's taking the lead with two.
Two.
Oh, it's a tight battle.
And how many are tied behind with one?
Four.
Wow.
It's close.
Okay.
Did you want me to go next?
Yep.
Okay. What animal eats the highest volume of food a day relative to their body weight?
That's interesting. This is question six, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yep. So I'll just repeat that one. What animal eats the highest volume of food a day relative to its body weight?
Interesting question.
So like the ratio of the food they eat a day to how much they weigh.
They weigh, yep.
And which is the largest ratio, which species eats the largest ratio of that?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, interesting.
I love this one because it's not something that you'd expect because, you know, obviously you'd go, oh, the larger the animal, the more food it eats. But this is relative to its body weight, which I think is, you know, it makes you think a little bit more.
And I'm hoping, again, hopefully everyone's doing the honor system anyway and not look, but I think this is the sort of question that's hard to quickly look up.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to sort of look up. It's easy to eat who eats the most food, but it's not easy to see.
Yeah, that was my original. I was like, oh, I wonder what eats the most food. And I'm like, that's a bit, you know, it's a bit more obvious, whereas this one adds a bit of a curveball.
I don't even know where to start thinking with this one.
Oh, I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it.
I do as well, yeah. So we've got some quick... Well, DeVita in Glen Iris was first in and guesses ant.
No, that's incorrect, I'm afraid.
That was my guess as well.
And it's a good guess. I think that's a good guess.
Nick is wrong as well. we've also got Hayden in Brunswick, who's currently our leader, has guessed hummingbird.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Hayden's on fire.
Whoa, Hayden.
Wow.
Hayden is smashing the competition right now.
Yeah, so the hummingbird eats 1 to 3 times their body weight daily.
Wow.
I just thought that was interesting. I guess, and hummingbirds quite active animals, so I guess that explains why they eat so much, because they're so, you know, flapping those wings very fast.
I didn't expect it to be a flying animal, though, because I would have thought it would be hard for them to carry around all that extra food.
That's true.
But I guess they're very light, a hummingbird, too, so it's not as much, you know, ratio, I guess.
My guess was going to be some kind of snake, actually.
Oh, yes.
Because I was imagining how snakes always really like large animals.
Yeah.
But that was wrong. I guess they don't eat daily either, do they?
I don't know.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe I'll give another quick plug for the subscriber drive. So, yeah, I guess one thing I was thinking listening to the Invasion Day coverage recently, there was some critical discussions around the treaty. And I think that's really important both at the Invasion Day rally, but also presenters here in the studio were talking about that. And I think it's always important to hear those more radical voices within social movements who are pushing the discussion further. And hopefully do that on this show as well. I think we really rarely hear about animals at all in the mainstream media. But when we do, we hear a lot about bigger cages or more humane slaughter, and we're trying to more advance the discussion, actually talk about why they're in cages and why we're slaughtering them in the first place. So if you want to support freedom of species, support 3CR generally, again 3cr.org.au, and you'll be able to find all the information there. Also, if you are listening to the podcast version, we'll make sure we put notes up to the subscriber drive in there as well.
And shout out to whoever host is hosting when someone's listening to a podcast and starts texting in all these answers on the text line.
Yeah. I was thinking, I haven't done this myself, but you could, I guess, play along in your head and see if you can beat the listeners.
Couple of other,
if you're out on the podcast.
Couple of answers to acknowledge. Noah from Frankston guessed ants as well. Mm. But as we know, that one is wrong. And Davita in Glen Iris had a second guess of microbat. But... yes, that is wrong too. I think we need a new mouse. This one really struggles to click.
Should we get another animal noise before the song?
Let's do it.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, animal sound. Which group of animals, like species, but I'm just trying to be a bit respectful with how we talk about them, will make this sound? Also, just a disclaimer, you might need decent headphones or a decent stereo for this sound because it's quite a low sound. And if you're just listening on a phone or little earbuds, you might be like, I can't hear anything. So hopefully you've got a good stereo system and see how we go.
You can bump it up as well, right?
Yeah, but it's just really...
Okay.
Like, you might need subs or something. That was four different types, and I'll just play it again in the background just so you can sort of hear it. But this first one is from a little bit further away, and then you've got from different distances what it sounds like when this animal will make the noise. But it's these low frequency pulsing sort of noises, which is, I was very intrigued when I heard this.
I'm going to go Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Whoa, did someone record that?
Yeah, Trev recorded it.
Yeah, I went out live, just went to Jurassic Park and had it. So we've got a couple of guesses already. We've got Lottie in Brunswick who guesses blue whale. And, sorry, good guess, because, big animal can make big noises. We've got Hayden in Brunswick guesses crocodile. This will pretty much seal the win, I think, with how many he's got. But sorry, Hayden.
Ah, can't
Kez has guessed gorilla. Sorry, that one's incorrect.
All good guesses.
And we've got Noah from Frankston who has also guessed whale. Unfortunately, not whale. But let's we'll go to a song. We've had four incorrect answers. Hopefully, this is a toughie that gets people thinking.
Mm.
And I'll just play it in the background again while we announce this next song.
So the next song,
very ominous sounding, isn't it?
This is actually another one which I kind of comes out of the vegan dating show. So on that show, at least one of the guests on the show mentioned going on dates by herself, and that's kind of what this song is about. It's Me and Me by The Beaches. It does contain some swearing. Also, this is a Canadian band. Elise is also Canadian, and I'm also currently going for Team Canada against the USA in the Winter Olympics, because the USA are very much tied to the politics of Trump. So go Team Canada.
Then on New Year's Eve, someone yelled 10, 9, 8. Everybody kissed, then she punched them in the face. Woo! 'Cause everybody's gonna find somebody. That's the point in every movie. You don't wanna end up like a sad spinster. This waste. treats me like shit instead of going on with muggles. Fucking L-I-V-I-N. Is it really such a sin? Is it really not a win? Cause I'd rather be dead than with 99% of all men. When I'm with myself, it's honestly zen. Might as well be my girlfriend. It's kind of fun, just me and me. Table for me and me. Hanging with me.
Species thanks Animal Free Science Advocacy for their financial support of this program. Animal Free Science Advocacy works to create a future where no animals are harmed in the name of science. And scientific progress is advanced through animal-free research methods. Become a member today by visiting animalfreesci.org.au. That's animalfreesci.org.au.
One Nation is surging in the polls. March for Australia is on our streets. We urgently need to build an anti-racist movement to counter this wave of hate. That's why the Refugee Action Collective has called a forum at Trades Hall on Wednesday, the 25th of February at 6:30 p.m. We'll hear from refugees and migrants, Jews and Muslims, unionists, Greens and Labor. Together we can resist the racists. Be there. Details on RAC's Facebook page. Refugee Action Collective is a 3CR supporter.
Welcome back to Freedom of Species. That was in the announcement, that was Idols actually, but before that we heard Me and Me by The Beaches, and you're listening to our trivia show Freedom of Species on 3CR Radical Radio.
Yes, and this is our subscriber drive special edition, our show. It's really important to support people-driven media. So run by people, for people, with a focus on issues that are important to everyday people. Because as we know, you know, our media is run by the rich and powerful. And, you know, because of events that have come to light recently, it really hits home to us that they do not have our interest in mind. So we need to, and it's so important to support media that showcases everyday people and issues that are like in relation to everyday people. So do subscribe if you can. There is a concession membership. If you can, go to 3cr.org.au to subscribe, or also you can call in during business hours on 9419 8377.
And just before we go to your question, just we got some texts while that song was playing. So these were texts about the Trev's animal noise, the second one. So we had Rhino from DeVita.
Rhino is incorrect, unfortunately.
We had Tiger from Lottie.
Tiger is incorrect as well.
We had Panther from Bill.
Panther, it's an interesting one, but it's incorrect.
And we had Seal from Hayden.
Incorrect. You're all wrong so far.
And you're going to give a bit of a hint. Is that right?
Do we want a hint yet?
Maybe a clue, I reckon. I think we need a clue for that one.
There's two clues that I can give.
And one.
Should I give the one that I've... gave in the break, I gave people a clue here off air in the studio here. And it's a native animal. To so-called Australia.
And a quick score update. We do have Hayden in the lead with 3, and then Katie, Lottie, Bill and Kez are all on 1.
Oh, it's anyone's show.
And I'll give it a quick... Here you go. You can have a quick listen. So this is question 7. It's which animal sounds like it's going to rip out your soul by making this noise? What makes it sound like a gate to hell is opening up nearby. It would scare the hell out of me if I heard this, I think.
Yeah.
And yes, not a fictional animal, so not a dragon. We have some other guesses. So Lottie in Brunswick guesses walrus. But sorry, that is incorrect. Katie in Carlton has guessed wallaby. Incorrect. But we'll let you think about it. Keep sending them through. And we might get another question going at the same time. So that was question 7, is which animal makes that sound. Question 8.
Okay, so question 8. I thought we might go a little bit lighthearted after that very ominous sound.
And with some more ominous
music. With some more ominous music. Doesn't really go with the question, but okay. Question number 8. How long have butterflies existed? Question number 8. How long have butterflies existed on Earth?
And how close do people have to be?
A couple million years.
Okay.
we'll take the closest answer. We'll have a bunch of answers and we'll see who's the closest.
We've also had a couple of other responses. There was wombat. That was incorrect. We've had possum. That's also incorrect. Tassie devil. That one's incorrect. Platypus. That's also incorrect. And koala. Two people guessed koala just in the last 30 seconds. That was Greta and Lottie. And that is also incorrect.
Oh.
The koala does make a very odd sound.
I describe it as demonic.
We're very close to what we heard. We've had some questions, I guess, for question 8 as well. Katie has guessed 3 million years.
Katie, you are very much off. But good try.
We've got for question 7, Jasmine in St Kilda has guessed crocodile. Unfortunately, but good guess and good to have another player. Congratulations, Jasmine, for joining in. Lottie in Brunswick has guessed... question 8, right. I thought it was 8.2 billion years, but no, 2 billion years.
Incorrect. Let's go a bit more recent.
More recent than 2 billion
more
years.
More recent than 2
okay,
billion
that narrows
years.
It down a little bit.
Between 3 million and 2 million.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Your answer's right there.
We're giving it away. Yeah.
What are we up? Oh, yeah, we've got... Bill has guessed 30 million years ago for question 8.
Still too recent, but thanks, Bill.
And Jasmine in St Kilda guessed 2 million years.
No, still too recent.
And we've got a question 7 answer from Hayden in Brunswick for quoll. Do we think that's... No, not right.
That sound one's hard.
Kez has guessed 100 million years.
Ooh, now that is getting warmer. I don't know how much of a clue I have to give, but...
you don't have to give a clue.
Yeah, no, that's getting warmer. I think we'll just keep
that's
going.
That's wrong, though.
Yeah.
Technically wrong. We've got Hayden in Brunswick has guessed 400 million years.
Ooh, kind of like they bookending each other.
Ooh.
Oh, you're getting closer. You're getting closer.
But still wrong.
Yeah.
And because people still haven't got the other question, I'll just play it in the background. This is the animal that we're trying to work out who would they be if you heard this noise nearby or this sound.
I don't think I'd stick around to find out.
So this is question 7, this low frequency. If you're only hearing high frequencies, you don't have good enough speakers to hear the noise, and I apologise for that. It's very low and hard to hear. We've got... Okay, Kez has guessed 100 million years, but we've had that one before, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we have.
No. We've got Hayden, 400 million years. I think we already had that one. Lottie in Brunswick, 500 million years, but I think that's too old, isn't it?
No.
So, it's between 1 and 400 million years.
Yeah, 1 and 400 million years.
Just to spell
out
the guesses.
So it really narrows it down.
Yeah. there's only like, you know, a range of, what, 300 million years in that gap somewhere?
Yeah, you know, just a little gap.
Lottie in Brunswick says 500 million. Yeah, that was too old. Lottie in Brunswick changes now to 300 million.
I'm going to accept that. So, yep. Look, butterflies have existed for 200 million years. However, there is some fossil evidence to say they existed up to 300 million years.
Wow.
Now, I want to... I want to say something completely unrelated because I'm a history and evolution nerd. So butterflies have been around for at least one galactic rotation. So our galaxy rotates every 200 million years. So butterflies are as old as one galactic rotation. And I wanted to put this question in because a lot of people think, oh, it's butterflies. Like, they must be really recent. No, they're very old.
Yeah, wow. So,
yeah, well done.
So it's obviously from dinosaur times was when they sort of started.
Well, dinosaurs were around that time. Yeah. Well, actually, no, I think it was probably before dinosaurs.
Before dinosaurs.
Before true saurs. True
saurs.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Trev, do you want to give me some suspense music? Question 9. Which vertebrate species has the longest lifespan of any vertebrate on Earth? And this species goes by a few different names. I will accept any of the names.
And it has to be vertebrate.
That sounds like a hint. Yeah.
So number 9, which vertebrate species has the longest lifespan of any vertebrate on Earth?
While you're thinking, I'll just go through some other. We've got Hayden guessed a wombat for question 7, the sound effect, and that's wrong. Davida guessed 140 million years. That's already wrong for question 8. Jasmine has guessed frog for the sound that an animal makes that we played, and that is wrong. It's not a frog. And we've got Wendy in Preston, another new player.
Hello.
Thanks,
Wendy.
Thanks for coming, Wendy. We've got a growling grass frog, also known as a southern bell frog. Very specific, but that's incorrect, unfortunately. But good guess.
So many good guesses.
Now we have question 9. First guess for question 9 is a giant tortoise.
That is incorrect.
Incorrect.
That was my guess.
And then we've got a mystery person has guessed a Galapagos turtle.
That's also incorrect.
Convenience, since I didn't know who they were. They didn't put their name. Then we've got Katie and Carlton that guessed tortoise.
That's also incorrect.
Yes. And then we've got Bill who guessed tortoise.
Yep, still wrong.
Still wrong. Yeah, I'm glad my wrong guess was popular.
Trev, do you want to give your second hint, considering we're nearly out of time?
Okay, so for question 7, and I'll get that one back on. So the first guess was a native animal. And maybe I should be more precise with that. I'll say is natively found in Australia. Might not be exclusively in Australia. And then the next hint is it was an incorrect guess by someone for the sound of the first animal.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. So we'll see. That might get people. What have we got? We've got question 9. So for Betty's question, Galapagos tortoise from Jasmine in St Kilda. Maybe that was just clarifying who sent that one in, because I think we said that was wrong, didn't we?
Yeah.
Then we've got Hayden... For your question, Betty, question 9 is guessing Greenland shark.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't think sharks were vertebrates. I thought a shark as well. I didn't think they were
vertebrates. So the Greenland shark, also known as the gurry shark or the grey shark, can live to be over 400 years old.
Wow.
Which is crazy because that means they were alive in like, what, the 1600s or 1700s? I've seen a lot of things.
Katie and Carlton guessed human for question 9, which was wrong. We had a blue whale guess from Jasmine and St Kilda, which was wrong. And then we've got 2 correct answers for question 7. I think that last hint gave it away. And it was Katie and Lottie again.
Who was both first?
It's always those two, isn't it?
It is. They're quick
neck
fingers,
and
those
neck.
Two. And they the correct answer was... Cassowary. Cassowary.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
And first in, it was, it was 2 seconds apart.
Whoa.
2 seconds apart.
Oh, should they both get it or?
Third umpire decision.
Who's that?
You. Well, the first.
Was it between Katie and Lottie?
Yeah. It's always between Katie and Lottie.
Look, Katie was first.
Okay. So Katie and Lottie are on 2, Hayden on 4.
Nice. Hayden got to 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he guessed correctly the
well done, Hayden.
Greenland Shark. Yep.
Okay, do we want one more quick one before?
Do we want to do the cheesy thing and say that this is worth 5 points?
Yeah, so definitely.
So anyone can win.
Okay, yeah, I like that. I like
it's a
that.
A bit harsh to
the
Hayden.
Big point one. Yeah. I'm feeling a bit of pressure on my question now. Okay, I'll get onto it. Which bird flies the highest altitude?
Ooh.
So I guess we'll see who gets the closest before we have to go, sort of thing. So, which bird flies the highest altitude?
And we probably do have time for another question, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, sneak another one in. Yeah.
At least another one, but I...
A 10-point question after this.
There's a question I want to ask because I think we may have a few cricket fans listening in. So, which vegan 41-year-old Australian cricketer was regularly bowling over 140 kilometres an hour and took the 4th most wickets in the most recent Big Bash tournament? And that is gibberish to most, but there'll be a couple who are listening who I think
one for
might...
The sport fans.
I think you said think everything might. Except for their name and date of birth, didn't you? Like their age, what they bowled.
Yeah. I don't even know cricket and I know who this is.
Oh, okay.
I reckon.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I thought I knew you, Meg.
Okay, so question 10. What was question 10?
Which that bird?
Which bird flies at the highest altitude?
We've got Katie in Carlton guesses eagle.
No, that's incorrect. That's a good guess.
But the song says higher than an eagle.
Yeah.
Nothing should be higher than... Yeah.
In fun, different source.
Gone against it.
Nick, you might have to... I think there's been a flurry of questions that have come through.
Yeah.
So you might have to go to the other room and check all them
it's
in
very,
order.
It's very popular, these ones. People are
We've
after
got two
the
questions
big
bang
points.
Bang in a way, and they're both worth points, and all of a sudden it's just been bang bang. Ooh.
We love the engagement. This is fantastic.
So
engagement.
Here we go. We've got Hayden in Brunswick guessed an Andean condor.
Ooh, I like that, but no, I'm afraid not. It's a bit of a tricky one.
Noah from Frankston for question 9. What was question 9?
Oh, that was the...
I think it's actually question 11.
That
was
the vertebrate one.
So that one's already been answered.
Yeah.
So question 11 is
the
cricket
Siddle
one.
Peter Siddle surely isn't the... He's not the longest vertebrate.
The oldest vertebrate.
So
no, that would be the cricket one.
It's got to be incorrect for question 9. I'm sorry, Noah. That one's... It's up to Nick whether he wants to accept that. But yeah, it was question 11, I think that's the answer for.
Do we know if that's the right answer? Because I don't.
Kez and Bill also guessed Siddle, but they didn't say what question they were guessing it for.
Yeah, so we'll give it to Noah. That was correct.
We'll give it to Noah.
Peter Siddle was question 11.
Question 9 instead of question 11. Yeah. And then Noah was actually... Was it Noah you said?
Yeah.
He was the first person to say question 11, Peter Siddle.
Yep.
So he's actually got it both ways.
Yep.
Question 10 from Jasmine and St Kilda, albatross.
No, that's incorrect. It's not... Should I give a slight hint? Or
no, we've got a few answers to go through.
Yeah, cool.
Kez guesses a swift.
No, that's incorrect as well.
Thought that was a car, but okay.
Yeah.
Katie also guessed Peter Siddle for question 11. She was the second person to guess it correctly with the right question.
Oh, I now remember this last one that everyone's guessing is 5 points, by the way.
And it's question 10.
Yeah.
And do you want to repeat the question?
Yes. So it was, which bird flies the highest altitude? And I will take, I'll take the type of bird than this, like the very specific name of it, if you know what I mean. Am I making sense? Probably not.
Has to be more than just a general name, name.
I think the species name would be enough because it's probably a bit tricky to actually get the specific name.
Okay. Mm. So we've got a peregrine falcon guess from Hayden.
Ooh, that's a good one too, but no, it's incorrect as well.
I wonder if it's the same bird that has the longest ever recorded migratory flight. I wonder if it's the same species. So I've got a guess
from
that.
I'm trying to remember what that was, but I can't.
I also
I don't think it is.
We probably be getting out of here in a moment because we've got to make way for rotation. So I think we're going to have to.
Is it okay for me to have a bird guess?
Yeah, I'd love you to.
I was going to guess the bar-tailed goodwit.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that one.
All right.
So,
so Hayden.
I think
that means we're out of time, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So Hayden is the winner, and we'll be in touch.
Oh, we've had a couple of last, quick. Katie from Carlton guessed duck.
No, not a duck.
We've got Hayden in Brunswick guesses vulture.
Oh. Oh, he's cleaned the board. He has cleaned the board.
Well done, Hayden.
He's sealed
just
it now.
Just cementing the win.
So Rupel's vulture flies up to 11,300 metres for those playing at home.
Wow.
That was great. And so we have a couple of incorrect ones, just consolation sort of mentions. Katie guessed goose. I don't even know if a goose gets more than 10 metres off the ground. And Bill guessed a swallow. So well done. Well done, everyone. We had
Thanks for all of the engagement. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for subscribing. Remember, you can do that at 3cr.org.au. Stay tuned for rotation for some more music. The song we're going to finish up with is Long Throws by Los Campesinos. And it was described to me as regarding the failure of the world to change and of people to even care. So I thought it was quite a good, because 3CR is kind of the antidote to all that. So, yeah, here is the song. Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Asking why can't we all just get along? Me and my friends are sadists, backbreakers for spineless. Wish them dead and then we'll put it in a song. Cap it all, don't care, we're eating at the trough. I'd like to teach the world to scream at all of the above. You stand unmoving while the world keeps turning. Thought your heart was broken, but it's only
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.